With Christmas falling on a Wednesday, the nation's capital, like many other cities, seems to have decided to take the entire week off. City buses are arriving ahead of schedule. There are long stretches of parking spaces on Pennsylvania Avenue, and even Washington's think tanks are almost deserted. As NPR's Barbara Bradley reports, the business of running the country may slow down over the holidays, but it never completely stops.
On Capitol Hill, where they make the laws, at federal agencies where they implement them, even at the White House, few people are stirring. President Clinton's schedule has been one big blank sheet since Christmas Eve. The most frenetic activity on Capitol Hill is actually a couple of blocks away, in the shops at Union Station.
These aren't marked, but it's a Christmas ornament. It says the spirit of Christmas, so I guess it's half price.
At the Nature Company, shoppers like Arlene Terry are scooping up Christmas items at 30 to 70% off. Terry, who works for the National Association of Letter Carriers, says when Congress shuts down, even the lobbyists have to take a break.
Nobody's in town. We usually get calls from congressmen and nobody's around and none of the staff are here and even people who aren't given the time off are taking the time off.
There, how's it look?
Now, to be fair, Congress isn't completely empty. Some two dozen tourists are wandering around the rotunda, whispering and taking pictures. But the halls of power and the congressional offices that line them have a lonely echo. Consider the office of Porter Goss, the Florida Republican who's overseeing the ethics investigation of House Speaker Newt Gingrich. For months, his office was a hub of activity. This week, a score of newspapers are strewn in front of the locked door. But the silence can have its advantages. Many times, officials and politicians find the holidays a convenient time to release information. Newt Gingrich's admission that he broke House rules came the Saturday before Christmas. The Justice Department announced it was not appointing an independent counsel to look into the Democrats' campaign finance activities on the day after Thanksgiving. Perhaps the most notable event to fall into the news black hole happened on Christmas Eve, 1992.
I must admit I bristled a little when I first heard the word pardon, but it does not convey any...
That was when former Defense Secretary Caspar Weinberger and five others received a pardon from President Bush for their role in the Iran-Contra affair. Thomas Mann, Director of Governmental Studies at the Brookings Institution, says politicians can't always control when the news happens, but they aren't adverse to burying it.
Politicians and public officials are always going to look for an opportunity to minimize the political fallout from an unpopular action or decision by looking for dead news times. That might be an hour of the day, a day of the week, or in the case now, the Christmas season.
Still, amid the luxury of plentiful parking spaces, some public servants never rest. The Social Security Administration's 37 hotlines are receiving 5,000 calls an hour, about a third of normal. And then there are the number crunchers.
Well, unlike most people who take it easy around the holidays, we do not. If anything, we get busier.
Larry Haas, who didn't have time for an in-person interview, is spokesman for the Office of Management and Budget. It wasn't until last week that the president and the secretaries of several departments, like housing and education, agreed on an overall budget. In the next month, Haas says, the OMB has to flesh out thousands of details.
We flesh them out in terms of numbers and in terms of text and in terms of working with the various agencies across the federal government. So we are actually at very high tilt at the moment.
And around the corner from Haas, in front of the White House, Charles Edward knows the true meaning of holiday work. He and a dozen others are constructing bleachers, plank by plank, for the inaugural parade. Edward says the 10-hour days means the work will just be complete by January 20th. He adds that he doesn't mind the Christmas schedule.
We just sort of like it that way. No traffic on the highways, going or coming. I get home a half an hour early. They can stay off another week if they want it.
And they will, since the 105th Congress doesn't convene until January 7th. I'm Barbara Bradley in Washington.